Can I just think, and you should avail yourself of the opportunity, I was waiting for it to happen and I was going, sooner or later it will, and sure enough, Roger Partridge from the New Zealand Initiative has done the hard work for us in the Herald, new planning regime, worse monster than RMA. And what I was waiting for was the RMA, which came out a week or so back and put into the House. It's coming in three parts. You've got your 810-page Natural and Built Environment Act, 46-page Spatial Planning Act, and the yet-to-be-released Climate Adaptation Act. At 800 pages, I'd rather shoot myself than read it. And what I wanted to know essentially was, has Parker done anything that's going to improve the problem? Somebody will read this thing through and thoroughly and then write something informative about it. And that's why I like Roger Partridge, because he's done the work for us. Here's what he says so far, and you must read the lot because it's in great detail and he's done a tremendous amount of work, clearly. Taming the country's planning laws is a monster of a task. And Parliament has spent more than five decades unsuccessfully attempting it. But none of the reforms over the last century has addressed the underlying problems with the country's resource management laws. Unfortunately, Parker's behemoth looks set to repeat this mistake. The new statutes provide no coherent means of discovering the optimal allocation of resources, and they do nothing to change the incentives local councils face to facilitate urban growth. And at the same time, they introduce a raft of new problems. And he then goes to outline exactly where we're at and what we're doing. Well worth reading in the Herald, 9 to 9.